Welcome to another mini-sode of the Redeemables Podcast. I'm Kenny, and as always, I'm joined by two men that I would heroically sacrifice myself for.
Oh, really?
Yeah. BJ.
I wasn't planning to cry this early.
And Duff.
How you going? Sorry, I'm just trying to charge my phone.
Okay. Do you want me to restart this? Because that's fucking rude.
I'm just bored.
Yeah. Shit. Well, wait till you hear the game I've got planned today. All right. So today on the mini, we've got ourselves a creature feature quiz.
Oh, shit.
You'll be all right. And then in honor of Christian Stewart and Vincent Cassell's characters in Underwater, we'll be doing our top five heroic sacrifices in movies.
It's been a sad week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It has been. For some context to what Duff's talking about, I put in the chat group the other night that I was researching it and I cried three times. They're out of context. I'm watching 2-minute clips and I'm still like, it's all the movie comes flooding back into my heart.
I read that message and I was like, well, Ken's a pussy. And then I watched a few and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. So if Bruce Willis in Armageddon isn't your guy's number one, I'd actually ask you to leave right now.
He's on my list. He's on my number one.
Leave the studio.
I'm going to head out.
Yeah. Leave my bedroom studio and don't say goodbye to my mum on the way out.
You can't get a lolly bag on the way out.
So they say that creature features are a dying genre.
I've written a little blurb here.
Do they?
Yeah. They don't get financed anymore. So we end up with a bunch of like real B-grade, C-grade-y shit like
Sharknado.
Yeah, Octoshark and Octahorse or whatever it is. Yeah. And Octahorse would be good.
Aquaman.
Give a horse.
Octahorse.
But we don't really get them anymore.
Sharktopus.
Right? This is one of them and this failed. So they're going to finance another one?
Yeah.
Probably not. They'll do a sequel of something that was a hit. Like there's a new Alien movie coming out this year.
Yeah.
They're kind of a tier above, but still.
That's a shark movie coming out this year as well.
So they continue on with the shark and alligator and crocodile ones, but
they're
relatively low budget. I don't know if you watch Black Demon on Amazon yet, but it's not winning any fucking Oscars.
Yeah, I did watch it.
It's mildly amusing.
Yeah.
Is it?
It's definitely fine.
You'd want to be fucking skipped it so many times.
You can't watch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You will not.
It's not high on the list.
So, however, we've got that Godzilla Minus One, which just came out, which is getting huge praise.
Haven't seen it yet.
I'm excited.
Can't wait.
And then we've also got a new Quiet Place movie this year.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of a little bit of a renaissance for creature movies at the moment.
I think there's still a market for them.
Yeah. So I say all this because what I've done is prepared a little quiz to remind everyone, and you guys included, particularly you, BJ.
Because my memory shit? Is this a shot at my memory?
Yes, it is. Just how great a creature movie can be.
Okay.
In this quiz, I'm going to describe the creature from the movie in my own words.
Yes.
You have to guess the name of the movie for 1 point.
Okay.
And if you can name the actual creature, like with its proper name from the movie.
Oh, nah.
Then I'll give you an extra 2 points.
I'm so fucked.
Okay, question one. And so it's just like, I'm going to reveal a clue as we go.
Yeah, okay.
Shapeshifter. Alien.
Mm-hmm.
Loves the cold.
Oh, The Thing.
Yes. And it is called The Thing. So that's 3 points. Well done.
God.
No.
Duff, do you want me? You want anything done with your phone? I'll just pass it over here, bud. You guys.
Hatches from an egg.
Yeah. Alien.
Yes. Can I get the name of the creature?
Oh, I can.
Let BJ have a go.
Alien.
No.
Xenomorph.
Yes.
Oh, I knew that. I fucking knew that.
So 1 point to BJ, 2 to Duff. Yeah. That's how this game works. You can steal points.
Ooh.
So the other ones I had for that was just infant stage lays eggs inside the host and spits acid. All right. This one's a fun one. Hairless.
Yeah.
Fingers.
Powder. Haven't mentioned it this season yet.
We needed to mention powder at least once every season. Fingers like razor sharp carrots. That's the shape of them.
Okay.
It's the best way I can describe. This would, I think, give it away. Eyes in the palm of his hands.
Oh, Pan's Labyrinth.
Yes.
That's the movie. That's 1 point. Do we know what he's called?
Phil.
No.
No, I have no idea.
Pale Man.
That's it.
Oh. Yeah. I think it gets mentioned in the film. Yeah. Okay. I haven't seen that since it came out. Didn't love it. Not for me. But fantastical. Hunts for a sport.
Okay.
Predator.
Correct. And for the extra 2 points, what are the predators called?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
No.
Cad.
Oh.
Kaju or something like
yeah,
that.
We yeah, did you're close. And funnily enough, my fucking Microsoft Word that I pay for
yeah.
has auto-corrected it.
Yeah.
So it's come up as...
Kodak.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find it here. No, it's come up as Haunts.
Haunts.
But it's actually Yatcha.
Yatcha
or something yeah, like yeah. that. Yeah, yeah. So just 1 point. I'm not going
to
pay
speaking
this.
Speaking of autocorrect, I typed something recently. I was trying to type Dolph Lundgren and it kept changing into Adolf. Shit, I was like, this is problematic. Like, that changes everything.
All right. So for the next question five, we've got blind, hairless, uses sonar to hunt.
The Mimic?
No.
No.
Yeah, Mimic's got hair, doesn't it?
It's a cockroach.
Yeah. Similar to human, if we evolved underground.
Oh, the fucking the cave. No, not the cave. Oh.
The Descent.
Yeah, oh, BJ. Well done.
I can't believe I got that's that one.
And does anyone know what they're called? Do you remember what they call them in the movies? I think one or once or twice the ladies yell out.
Wigwam.
They give them a name. No. Or maybe I'm just tripping and I just read this. On that, have you ever been to that website that's like the monster lore of all the movies?
No.
Oh, it's incredible. I'll find it and we'll shout it out on there. Yeah, yeah. It's really good.
Right.
Yeah. No, I've got no idea. Called crawlers, apparently, okay. from the Descent.
Yeah. You didn't let me answer.
Oh, sorry.
Crawlers.
No. Sorry. Too late.
No, I was going to say bats.
So this next one is an alien, we believe. It's as large as a building.
Cloverfield.
Yes, is the movie.
Kaiju.
Do you remember the name of it?
No. John Goodman.
It was just called Clover. I don't think that was ever referenced in the movie.
No. Right.
So but the next clue points. For that was shot in Handycam, which would have been a good one. Yeah,
yeah. yeah.
So this next one is a form of transport.
Ooh.
The creature itself.
Yeah, yeah.
Can reach lengths over a mile long.
Never ending story. Atreyu.
No, but that's good. That's good. Creature movie? Never heard it. Maybe.
Too fantastical. Forget.
Lives under the sand and responds
Tremors.
To... No, and responds to vibrations.
Tremors.
Well, yeah, but they don't get up to a mile long.
They could.
So it's not June.
Did you say June?
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry,
it's June.
And do you know what they're called?
Worms.
Yeah, sandworms. I'm going to pay it. I'm going to pay it. So not a creature movie, June, yeah. but...
At all.
This next one looks like it. No, but it, like in a way,
yeah.
like they could be. This They're next one looks like it's cool going to be a lot more about the sandworms.
Can't wait. Yeah. Can't wait.
All right. So number eight, lab grown,
mm-hmm.
human animal hybrid.
Species.
Close.
Close.
When this came out, everyone splice? Was like, yes. yes, splice. So my next splice. Clue was-
My favorite ice
cream. My next clue was, fucks the man that created him. In the most graphic scene graphic. In the history of cinema. This fucking weird-
I'm not familiar with this.
Amphibian fucking thing with wings and shit. Yeah. And Adrian Brody, and they're just fucking.
They're just fuck.
Sounds
fucking.
Good. Sounds hot. Awesome.
So the name of that, which you wouldn't know-
Splice.
Is called Dren.
Dren.
Splice, yep.
Right.
This next one is
it top or bottom?
This next one is blind as well. There's a theme here.
A lot of blind monsters.
Yeah. Well, it's good for movies.
It is, yeah.
Blind, yeah.
Slow moving or blind. Yeah, yeah.
So blind with incredible hearing. Tulip-like head.
Quiet place.
Yes. Do you know what they're called?
No.
I think it's referenced in the second one, but not the first one. They give them a name.
Creepers.
Two words.
Crawlers.
It's Death Angels.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're not great with the names, are they? Nah. I can see why they're
because they're, yeah. I guess they're not on they paper.
Oh, my God, it's the Death Angels.
Yeah, that would be weird. That would take me out of that film.
Yeah, that's why you got to be quiet.
I got to rewatch the Quiet Place movies soon, actually. I put it on my agenda. came from-
Put it in your calendar.
a very-
My Microsoft Outlook, which I pay for.
Which I pay for legally. Came from the Arrowhead Project.
Arrowhead Project, okay.
Looks like a spider crossed with a woolly mammoth. Once again, these are my own words.
Yeah. Looks like a spider crossed with a woolly mammoth.
Kind of like a woolly mammoth torso, but then giant long legs, and it's enormous.
Is David Arquette in it?
No.
Oh.
It's eight-legged freaks.
It's more serious than that.
Okay.
Last clue, we'll give it away. It came out of the mist.
The mist.
It is the mist.
There's like 1,000 different creatures in there.
Yeah, I wanted the specific one. The giant tarantula things.
Yep.
And they're called behemoths, the large ones in the mist. The mist, the website that I'm referring to, and fuck, I wish I remembered it, Wicked for the Mist, because there is like 8 different species.
Yeah,
and
the fucking squid-like thing.
Yeah, it has the name of each one, yeah. And then it tells you like their strengths and weaknesses and all that. It's very cool.
Right.
It's very cool. So anyway- That's what I had.
That's nice. Good.
What, was there any other, I just, what I kind of thought about those rather than Googling like a pre-made list. What else we got? Like, what are some wicked, like the actual creatures themselves, not the movie, but where there's like a wicked creature.
I don't know.
Rampage.
Other than, like, I'm talking like made up.
Rampage.
We should do that in the pod. It's under 50.
Yeah, we should. I've never seen it.
No, me neither.
All the things like Godzilla, Skull Island, stuff like
so
that.
So Godzilla Minus One got nominated for visual effects, right?
I believe so.
Fuck.
I've seen the trailer for it. The visuals don't look that great.
I haven't heard a bad word about it.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it.
I think the visuals look fucking incredible.
Okay. I'll look forward to seeing it.
So you didn't vote it as a member of the Academy, or you weren't one of them?
I didn't in this time around. Yeah, I actually put all my votes on Captain Marvel.
Can confirm it's.
Oh, well, that was pissing into the wind.
Oh shit! So top five heroic sacrifices. Grab a fucking tissue. Let's go.
Top five.
What do you got, Duff?
Okay, so I went for not the classic sacrifices. I went for sacrifices that were in the movie, but this is, as far as I'm concerned, a bigger sacrifice for the first two.
I'm intrigued.
All right, so I went Miles Dyson.
Oh, Terminator 2.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how long I can hold. Bang.
Loved it.
Yep. I thought that was really great. He's kind of redeeming himself there.
Yep.
Obviously, I didn't put Terminator in there. I thought his was a bigger sacrifice because Terminator's just a robot.
Yep, I agree.
Number four, huge impact on me was Boromir in Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I love a jerk story and then a big fucking turnaround. It's a good one. Not a big jerk.
I'm not a Lord of the Rings guy, but I remember that.
Let me guess. Too fantastic.
I like that.
Starting to really know each other, aren't we?
I actually had Harry Stampler from Armageddon.
Yep.
As number three.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. It's low.
No, wait until you hear my other three, though I'm on number three. So I had a tie at number two.
And not allowed, but carry on.
This again.
Two favorite franchises, I'm allowed.
Yeah.
So I had Leonard Dillon.
I don't know.
Who's in Alien 3.
Okay.
Who goes after the xenomorph with an axe. It's Charles Dutton. Charles
Dutton. Oh, yeah.
So he's in that thing and she's climbing up and he's like, go, you climb. And he fights the xenomorph one-on-one with an axe.
I need to rewatch.
Yeah. Fuck yes. Also, watch the director's cut.
Yes, of course.
Different
movie. Fincher, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I got that tied with Carl Weathers in Predator.
Oh, yeah, I knew you were going to.
Because I could not do that.
Yeah.
It's another jerk turnaround. It's not like Sonny in that movie makes a sacrifice, but he's a bit of a dickhead about it.
Yeah. Billy.
Yeah.
Billy makes a sacrifice as well.
And then he does.
Sonny.
That's Sonny.
Sonny.
Oh,
it's his real name.
Sonny's we're using his real name now.
Well, you said Carl Weathers.
Sorry.
We're friends.
Okay. Does he know?
Number one, this was more, Harry Stampler made me cry. Yeah. The other two were just fucking badass. Yeah. And this one's another crier. It's Lee Abbott from A Quiet Place.
Oh, yeah.
That is just a fucking stunning, saving his kid, fucking.
Yes.
And just yells out his love.
He signs to the deaf daughter. And he signs to her and says, I love you. I have always loved you. And then he just looks at the beast and he goes,
and climax.
Is that good? Yeah, it was great. Yeah. Why didn't he just throw a rock?
Shut up.
Or just go,
I'm over there.
Hey, beastie.
Fucking well enough over here and you're talking about throwing rocks.
All right, that's my top five. Nice, man. Six, if you would.
Nice. Cool.
What do you got?
Okay. V in V for Vendetta.
Yeah, nice. Good.
He knows he has zero chance of survival, but he's becoming a martyr, will be better for his cause.
I wish that movie still got spoken about. Oh. Like the Matrix does.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's as good as the Matrix, but like, fuck man, no one in the new generation has seen that movie.
Yeah.
And they fucking should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very good. It's got a message.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
It's very good. Anyway.
Bing Bong.
Honorable mentions. Fucking broke me.
Yeah, it's animated. Ken's probably haven't seen it.
That shit broke me.
Really?
He's not dead. He's gone forever. He's not even remembered.
But they're just drawings.
Oh man. Honestly,
Lion it's like digitally created imagery.
Yeah.
How
do you feel inside? Do you feel anything anymore?
I do when I watch real people.
Neither highs nor lows. What about Eric in Knock at the Cabin?
Yep.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Well, the way it ends.
Oh, someone yeah, fuck.
To, the whole movie's about someone has to make a sacrifice.
Yeah, 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 that's really good.
Yeah, that was fucking
I really liked that movie.
Same. Yeah. It's in my top 10.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
great. Really I'm still it. Fucking waiting for your top 10 from last year.
Yeah, I'm still waiting to lock it in.
Okay, okay.
I still got to watch it.
There's some curveballs.
I've got a list of 6 movies I still need to watch.
All right, well, you give me those after the recording, you give me those 6 and I'll tell you which ones to skip.
Still haven't watched Oppenheimer.
Okay, you need to watch that.
Yeah.
I got one left to watch.
All right.
Blood Diamond, Danny.
Yes.
So, oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So allows Solomon to escape with the big gas diamond and dies on the hill.
Yeah. Fuck, that's a good one. I didn't think of that. And that's just made me think of fucking Ben Foster in Hell or High Water as well, which I forgot about.
Same you were going to say Alpha Dog.
Similar scene. Similar scenes, right? Alpha Dog. Yeah, he just starts taekwondoing cunts.
So good. Really good. That legit made me cry.
It's so emotional. Yeah,
and
that's the best ones. Will because it is the ultimate sacrifice.
Watching it on my own at home, people walked in, and I was bawling my eyes out.
Yeah, I cry more like because that's like human spirit, right?
Yeah,
and I cry more from that sort of shit than what I would like. Oh, and he lost all his children in a house fire.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh.
Jesus Christ!
No, you know what I mean, though.
I don't know what you mean. Okay, sorry.
I cry when old people win Wheel of Fortune.
Why? Because
they've got a good story.
It's
a waste of money. They're going to be dead soon. My number one, and this clip ruined me again because I don't know why I watched it, but I did just to remind myself. Jeremy Renner in 28 Weeks Later.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sucks.
Man.
Sucks big time.
So Rose Byrne, girl Rose Byrne, they're trying to get that car started, and he's just basically, he just pops out and says, I'll take care of this.
Yeah.
And it's the humans and the zombies that fuck him up.
I was going to say, zombie movies are a fucking, there's so many heroic sacrifices in zombie movies. It's a real trope in the genre.
It's Brendan Gleeson pushing the car as well.
Yeah. And my, my 1A, Jesus in Passion of the Christ. Completely implausible story, but pretty decent death scene.
I had a couple of crossovers, but surprisingly had some still more originals. But I would have gone with your Blood Diamond. I didn't think of that one. But anyway, I had the crazy drunk dad in Independence Day when he's flying the plane.
Randy Quaid.
I fucking cry every time. It's so ridiculous. I've seen it 20 times. I know it's coming. And just when he goes, I'm back! And I start fucking welling up straight away, man.
That's so good. That's what makes you cry.
It gets me, man. Because it's the full arc of his character and his kids and he's the crazy old drunk and it's the redemption. He's fucking back, man. Anyway, number four, I had...
do anything when you're drunk.
I always mention this movie, but fuck it, I'll do it again. Brendan Gleeson as Ken in Bruges.
Yeah, Bruges.
He throws himself off the fucking tower.
Yep. Fuck, that's so good.
Oh, it's a fucking big finish to a film.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I left that out because I knew you'd mention it.
Yeah.
I've got it as a HM.
He throws himself off to warn.
To warn him.
So number three, shocked you guys didn't have it in there. But Denzel Washington as Creasy Bear
Man
on Fire.
I've got a list of
say it.
I've got it as
the final moment. I mean, he's kind of sacrificing himself in a way the whole film.
Yeah, yeah.
But that final moment where he's sitting in the car and it like crossing to her running to her mom and her mom's embracing her and he's just sat there like still
because
his whole life and everything he knows has led to that moment to free that. Whew. Man.
I just watched Equalizer 3 with those two reunited. Finally got around to that as well.
Good, so.
You liked it? I enjoyed it.
Really good.
Yeah. I thought it was
really
cool
good.
As shit.
Yeah, really good. Yeah. Surprisingly really good.
Yeah.
And then number two, I had John Krasinski for A Quiet Place. And number one, I had Bruce Willis in Armageddon. Yeah. Your father was the bravest man I ever met. I wanted to shake the hand of the daughter of the bravest man I ever met.
So I had from our classic episodes, before we do our HMs, I had Creasy, Harry Sampler, Billy in Predator, who I just learned his name's Sonny in real life. Miller in Event Horizon.
Yeah, good one.
Blows up the ship.
Yep.
And Watkins in Starship Troopers.
And Jason Statham in every movie and every scene in Meg.
Except he survives other than that. Yeah.
It's a heroic sacrifice, but he survives.
Yeah. And just a couple, I think I've got some other real quick HMs. Kevin Costner in Man of Steel. When he doesn't let Superman save him to reveal his powers.
Man, I have no fuck.
Really? That's a good movie.
I felt nothing.
Yep.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. And Ripley in Alien 3.
Yep. Yep. I had Will Smith in 7 Pounds.
Oh, yeah.
Can't remember. You have to be a fan of that movie, but he fucking carries the jellyfish the whole time.
Yeah.
so he can kill himself but keep his organs alive. So he can then he decide the whole movie's deciding who's going to give his organs to. Yeah. It's very good.
Sounds great.
Have you guys seen have you guys seen fucking Train to Busan?
Yes.
The zombie movie, the Korean zombie.
Massive.
So you know the hard cunt in that?
Yeah.
And he's at the train and he just holds them back.
Yeah.
And he knows they're chewing on his arms.
He's,
and he's just like, "Rawr!" And he's just punching them in the head. It's so, so good, man. Yeah. It's so
great
good.
Great movie.
You know, I said before I was Googling this, I started crying. Fucking welled up watching that one.
That's so good.
A Korean zombie movie, and I'm like, a tears fucking falling in my eye.
I think a lot of people cried during that shit because that guy was fucking cool.
He was very cool. Have you seen he's in a new one on Netflix? It's not a zombie movie, but it's a post-apocalyptic movie. It's Korean, but it's that guy.
Oh, really?
Brand new out last week. Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. It's called Badlands or something.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah, yeah, have a look at it. It's that same guy, and he just looks like he's kicking ass again. So that was cool. And then I had Saving Private Ryan and Black Hawk Down, but basically every war movie.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, but those two particularly, like Black Hawk, those two are full of moments like that,
yeah.
Particularly Black Hawk Down.
Yeah. I was when I was looking at this stuff, I was thinking Saving Private Ryan, and then I got sidetracked by thinking, fuck, I need to watch that again soon.
Yeah, yeah. And the last one I had was that, which I'm still trying to get you guys to watch, was Black Crab on Netflix, which I mentioned during the Redeemies last year.
No spoilers.
Year. Speaking of which, Redeemies is coming up soon. Yeah, a couple weeks.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Oh, God.
So that was it. What are we, any other HMs? Or
I've got a shout out to Marvel and Endgame with-
I'll put every Marvel movie ever.
It's full of them, right?
Yeah. So it's Black Widow, Loki, and
Iron Man.
Yeah. That's their kind of their thing.
Yeah,
they build everything up to that point. Yeah.
In Sunshine, someone did it in Sunshine as well. Yes. Do you know what I'd like to do before we go out?
Mm-hmm.
We've put stuff up on our YouTube channel. We've been putting older episodes up there, and people are watching them. And I'm going to read
heaps of people watching.
Yeah, actually, fucking shocking amount of people watching them. We've also got
double platinum.
We have. We're actually rich now.
Call it now.
Yeah, I've quit my job.
I've got one of those YouTube plaques.
Yeah,
just throwing the mail today.
Yeah. Logan Paul's hit me up for some tips. So I am going to read every comment from our YouTube channel, good or bad. So if you want to be on the podcast, come at us on YouTube.
Yeah, please.
And I'm going to start with @JackAshmore, who commented on the Unhinged video. He said, "One day I locked my house key in my place. I had my car key, so I decided to go out for a drive to a lake nearby and pop a 100-milligram edible. It was going to be a couple of hours before my key got dropped off, so I started this movie in my car in the middle of the woods next to a lake. The edible kicked in right when the mum yells at Crow. The roller coaster of emotions I went through with that high was so intense. I had to stop at the brother scene. On the way home, the edible was chilling out until this silver Dodge was following me. They turned off and I haven't went that high since. Honestly, I thought I was going to die. P.S. I watched the movie sober the next week and I was pissed off that I bought it for $20. Legend, Jack.
That's good.
At Marijuana Maths on the Boondock Saints episode said-
Marijuana what?
Marijuana Maths.
Maths.
Oh. Yeah, that's his handle.
Okay.
He said the Douche Bros douche movie for douchebags.
Douche Bros, douche movie for douchebags.
That's us. We're perfect. Douchebags, fellas.
Okay. I'll take it. Thank you.
Cop that.
Obviously, he knows us well.
Yeah, he does. Yep. Yep. GGG777-1000.
Oh, yeah.
Just shout out to this guy.
Yeah,
I don't have time to read all his comments.
I had to turn off my fucking notifications for YouTube.
What a legend.
Yeah, what a guy.
So many actually really nice and informative comments. He's currently number one in the power rankings, top fan power rankings.
Our top YouTube fan.
Yeah, take that, Trent Rule.
Great.
And he appears to have impeccable taste in movies. So welcome aboard, GGG777-1000.
Friend of the pod.
Yep. GG.
At Valorexo 9782 on Universal Soldier said Bosta, and then 23 angry face emojis and 2 mind blown emojis, and apparently that translates to "they will be."
Okay,
make of that what you will, gentlemen. I think it's a threat, but I'm not sure.
I'm lose sleep on that shit.
I think we need to watch our backs, guys. At Mr. Samsung 8184 on Super Troopers said, "Never understood podcast. Like, I want to listen to two people argue and talk about, give their opinions. I can do that anywhere, anytime with anybody about anything."
But you're commenting on YouTube, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I've taken care of him. I've replied.
The irony.
Yeah. I told him he's really going to hate ours because it's three people arguing. And last one, that movie guy 7778 on the Mallrats episode said, it was Jeremy London. Jeremy London was from Dazed and Confused, was Jason London's twin.
I tripped out when I found out. So did I. Oh, I had no idea.
That's news to me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I've asked him. I haven't got a follow-up from him yet, but I've asked him whether he's sure because I think Jeremy London probably just spelled his own name wrong.
Could be.
Yeah.
It's more likely paperwork. That.
Yeah. So yeah, if you want to look us up on TikTok and watch our YouTubes and shit like that, we'd like that.
Yeah, please do. Yeah. Next week, what do we got, BJ?
No, it's Duff.
Duff, sorry.
Oh, no.
What do we got, Duff? Ooh. What movie?
I was going to do a creature flick, but we just did that, so I'm not going to do it. But
do another one.
I'll save it in the bank.
Yep.
I'm going to do a Timothy Oliphant movie.
Yes!
Ooh.
It's not Hitman.
Is it The Crazies?
No, it's not The Crazies.
Oh.
It's A Man Apart.
Oh, ooh. Shit.
We doing it?
I'm doing The Man Apart.
Okay. Shit, eh?
Okay.
So I reckon get some whiskey in you and yeah, enjoy.
Yeah, well, I'm a recovering
alcoholic. You call that weight? That's not weight.
You'll have to tell my sponsor that you're the one who told me to drink the whiskey.
Vin Diesel's greatest performance.
Yeah, I can't wait.
All right, let's do it.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Have a good week, everyone.
Love you all.
Bye.